Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. I want to have some fun. It has been made abundantly clear. And I, again, you can put a percentage on it. You do whatever you like. There's enough people in this town who will defend each one of these teams at every turn that I think this topic is worth doing. So here it is. Depending on the day, you will hear us talk about the Lions are in a Super Bowl window. Let's go after it. The Tigers, look, the deadline's a month away, but we've talked about this. The idea that they're a complete team and that you're the best version of yourself without adding at the deadline, I can't help you. You're high on your own supply. The Tigers need to be urgent, especially in the Scooble window. The Wings, it's a different thing. Frustration is clouded, myself included, and we're almost demanding moves and screaming at clouds because we're all just so frustrated. But let us be fair, things change fast in hockey. Washington went from the team that got in on a technicality to being one of the elite teams in the East 1 year. It can happen. And the Pistons, magical turnaround, good young core, East is in flux, Tatum's dead, Halliburton's dead, Dame is dead. Hey, let's get better. And at every turn, there's enough of you who go, no, 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 no. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to rank in order of urgency. We have four pro teams in this town. All sports are different. All perspectives are different. Wings, Pistons, Tigers, Lions. From the team that should be operating with the most urgency down to the team you're the most content with, meaning by putting them four, it doesn't mean you don't want them to be urgent, but it means you're the most comfortable if they're not, or they have the least motivation to do so. How you rank them and the reasons you supply are wholly your own. This is for the people, by the people. Sure, I have a ranking. My ranking doesn't matter. Everyone would be 1A for me. Because I want my teams aggressive at all times. I know that's not how things operate here. Don't ask me to change. I want you to rank them. So whether you're an Iserbot, a Bradbot, a Scottbot, or a Trajan Langdon fan, question mark? I don't have a cute name for them.
Treybot.
A Treybot? It doesn't matter to me. You could be a bot for all four teams. I want you to rank them from who should be most urgent down to the four spot of least urgent. Now, as a show, we can have our conversation amongst ourselves. I want the fans to call in and lay it out for us and just give us a reason why. I think it's unique is that, look, as angry as people get at this show because we want aggression, I think you can make a case that all four teams could be ranked number one.
You can.
And you could rank all four teams to be number four.
You can.
Do you want an example, people? I'll provide you a quick one. I totally understand if people put the Pistons four. Young, new GM, only been here a year, 8 guys under the age of 25.
Got time.
Let it cook. You could say that. I understand if the Wings were four. They're the furthest away. I drink Steve Yzerman's bathwater. All the prospects are coming to help us. You could put them four.
No, I actually have the Wings four, but it was your first reason. They're the furthest away.
Okay.
So
you could put the Lions four. Their injuries, they get their players back. They're a Super Bowl team. They got everything. You could put the Tigers four. I mean, hell, every other word out of Jim Costa's.
First team to 50.
You could just say Zach McKinstry, FTW. The urgency index. You rank them. They're your teams. And you get mad because we want urgency as currency. So you lay down the gauntlet. 248-539-9797. Now, do you want to work together on a show list or do you want it to be your own? It is really your guy's call.
We could. You want to do your own?
I want my own.
Oh, okay.
Selfish.
Go ahead, David. What do you got?
Go ahead, rank them out. But remember, you have to follow the same rules as the listeners.
Yes.
I need a reason.
Yep. I'll give you my reason. So the most urgent team in this town should be, in my mind, the Detroit Tigers. And it is based on the window for Tarik Skubal. You have to go all in. You are now a year and a half until he hits free agency. And you have to be urgent to use that window to your advantage. Second would be the Wings to me because they haven't made the playoffs in years. And they absolutely need to make the roster that much better to just touch maybe being in the graphic to make the playoffs. Pistons, they're young, but I still have them third because in the NBA, you can make a deal, but they're young, so they could be okay with maybe what they already have. The Lions have a ton of talent. They have a ton of talent. While I want them to make moves, that talent will get them where they need to go, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay. Okay. Rico, your list. Urgency index.
Urgency index at number one to me is the Detroit Lions. The reason being...
The complete inverse of David's.
Yes.
God, this is fun.
It's the Detroit Lions because in the NFL, your shelf life is so quick. You don't get 4, 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, the anomaly of the Patriots, that doesn't really happen that often. Most teams are good. They fall off. They come back. They're good. And it's a roller coaster ride. So... I'm going with the Lions right now because you have so much talent. Take advantage of that because leaner days are coming very soon. Second, I have the Tigers, and it's a lot for what David said. Skubal, you have 2 years to get this thing done that you can guarantee that he's going to be your ace out on the mound. I have the Pistons at number three, young team. They still have time to develop their players. In an NBA, if you can make the playoffs, maybe you get lucky. And I have the Wings four because I just don't feel a sense of urgency from them. So I can't buy into have that. Oh, well, you got to be urgent. Yeah, I don't think you want it. So that's just me. I got the Wings four.
Rico, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did we just become best friends?
Yes. Kenny's never had a black friend. This is a big
moment. All right. You know, don't know how that turned into a rake, but it was. I just set it up in front of myself.
Congratulations, Kenny.
Everything that Rico said for the most part is my exact reasoning. My criteria for this list was who is the closest to a championship, right? So the Lions were half away from the Super Bowl. I know everybody says that, but it is the truth. They were half away from the Super Bowl. They're the closest. And like Rico said, it's the hardest to get back in the NFL by my, you know, just by all of every logical thing that you have, unless you're the Chiefs. And then the Tigers, you have the 2-year window with Skubal, and that's the best pitch we've had since JV. So yes, they're next. Pistons, they're there, but they don't have that 2-year restriction like the Tigers have. And the Red Wings, just because they're the least close to a championship, they're the least reason to be urgent.
I want to have a sidebar with my friend. He was my friend before he was your friend. Oh, listen.
Oh, no. You know some of the black folks out there. But go ahead.
Do you think he's letting Eiserman off the hook as an emotional hedge in this conversation?
You know what? I don't, Mike.
Okay.
Because if he's doing what I am doing, you look at the Wings and you're saying, you're so far away that if I have resources, I want to put my resources on something that I think is more of a sure thing. Then
if they were in a hot playoff chase this past playoffs, then I would put them one or two, but they weren't. The Pistons were, The Lions were. The Tigers were. They're not.
Urgency index. You rank them. It's for the people by the people. It is about you guys. But every day, you know, we want aggression. Right. We want to chase greatness.
And there's no right or wrong because, as you see, I got the Lions 1. David has them 4.
I'm trying to learn from the collective fan base who's happy wallowing in their own mess. I want them to explain their urgency index. For me, it's easy. Everyone should be urgent all the time unless you are in the throes of a brutal rebuild. None of our teams are in a brutal rebuild. All of our teams have a right to lay claim to a deep playoff run either the next year they play or the year they're currently in. Mm-hmm. Aggression. But it's the people who speak on this. I have my list, and I'll get to it in the next segment. 248-539-9797.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, David, we are seeking the urgency index. It's clear, depending on the day, there is definitely at a minimum a difference of opinion and at a maximum a complete disconnect between this show and given fan base. So the question is, you guys rank it out. What team should be the most urgent all the way down to who's the team you feel should be the least urgent? You guys rank it up. It's really, I'm fascinated to see how people do it. Because at some level, even if you have a disagreement about a level of urgency, you cannot possibly tell me that no team should be urgent in this town. All our teams, minus the Wings, are good. And the Wings, who are not good, are the deepest into what seems to be an endless rebuild. You could justify every team should be the most urgent. Or you could make a case every team should be the least. How you rank it out is up to you. David, what are the early returns on the ticket text in this?
So I have them, so give me time, because there are some with short reasons, some with long reasons. So let me just go through it. Mm-hmm. 1, Lions, NFL windows are short. 2, Tigers, best team in baseball, scuba window closing. 3, Pistons, they are arching upward. 4, Wings, it's hockey, so who cares? Also, no faith in Yzerman.
Oh, boy. And here's what I want to say. If the Wings end up 4 on this list, I think that has everything more to do with the last thing that person wrote than anything else, that they've simply given up.
And also, do you want a guy whose pro scouting has been this bad to be urgent with that pro scouting? Let's bring in some more bad players.
Kenny?
Very quickly.
Kenny wins. Kenny?
What have I said that's wrong?
Nothing. Correct. Except you're basically saying, I can't let my GM do his job.
Because he's bad at his job. Oh, no. Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Kenny's hurt.
Yes!
Kenny's hurt.
Yes, David. Wow.
Hurt people. Hurt people.
That's, you know what?
That is so good.
I hate everything. Okay. Can Jaylen Brown get traded already? All right, go ahead.
This is sent from Chris. I'm not going to tell you where he's sending it from, but it was sent from Chris.
Why can't you say where?
Oh, he says he's so sad about the Wings. He's drinking a lot right
now. Okay, all right.
Number 1, Lions. They need the least but most urgent. Lions need to win it all and finally shut everybody up.
Yes.
Tigers, great team, could add some help, but won't know how they actually stack up until the playoffs. Pistons, good up-and-coming team with a proud NBA history. They are finally making strides, not as much urgent. Red Wings, been bad for a long time, but they still are an elite team as far as reputation is concerned. That's it.
Maybe this is an Iserman Jedi mind trick. I'll do so little for so long that I'll eventually break you. Like, it's some kind of Obi-Wan Kenobi thing. And now all of a sudden we've arrived at a point where after wanting so much, now we expect so little that we actually feel like they should do the least.
So it's the reverse of the reverse.
It's something. I'm waiting for a Star Wars comp for this. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Blaine, 97.1. Blaine, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. How's it going, man?
Good, Blaine. What's up?
So Kenny and Rico essentially stole my list, so I had to spend the whole commercial break figuring out how to make my list a little bit different.
Okay.
So number one, I got the Detroit Lions because they are the closest to a Super Bowl championship. Tied for number two, I have the Tigers and Pistons because, like you guys said, the Tigers have that Scooble window, and the Pistons kind of have a little window next year with the East being so wide open. Tied for fourth, I now have the Detroit Shock and Detroit FC because we need WNBA and MLS back in Detroit. And last and certainly least, the Detroit Red Wings because they are so far away. And I don't think I have hope in them anymore.
Wow. And Blaine, here's the thing. Look, Kenny, I mean, no slander, no smarm. Blaine, Kenny is hitting F5 refresh every 10 seconds.
Legitimately, nothing. Another rumor came out. Wasn't about the Wings.
It's as if they don't exist.
It really is. It's sad because we had, I mean, I'm only 27 years old, but I grew up during the playoff streak, and my whole teenage years, all I knew was playoff and playoff wins and Stanley Cup runs. And it's been so long, and it just seems like it's never going to come back because we were spoiled so much.
Yeah, and look, Blaine, I think what this exercise is showing us, and again, if you guys disagree, the phone lines are wide open. People have just quit. That, in essence, the team that you could argue can afford to be the least urgent or is the least urgent would be the Lions, based on two factors. A, unlike the Tigers, unlike the Pistons, and certainly unlike the Red Wings, I would argue to you, four of every five games or eight of every 10, the Lions are going to take the field with simply more talent than their opposition.
Yeah.
They have studs.
Yeah.
If you want to break it into in a more granular form, they have six players on the top 25 under 25, seven if you counted J-Mo. You could make the case on that and the fact they were ravaged by injuries. That amongst our local teams, if you said the Lions are the least urgent, I could make that case. What's interesting, Rico, it's all Red Wings so far. But that's not based out of what I'm talking. What I'm talking about is Lions are so good, dot, dot, dot. These people are saying the Wings are so bad, are so irrelevant, are so hopeless that they inherit the last spot. See, in my world, the Wings should actually be number one. The Wings are number one for a multitude of reasons.
Right.
Rico, they're in the longest playoff drought in their history, their rich history.
True.
You have a hero running the organization that a lot of people are starting to view as a zero. True. Rico, the Pistons are going to be fine whether they let it percolate or make a move. The Tigers are going to win the Central. They're going to go to the playoffs, whether they do or don't. And the Lions, we know what they are. I'd argue the Wings should be first.
They should be first, Mike, but I think it is the care factor. I think it's, if you look at this as resources, I'm going to put my resources with the teams that are actually moving forward.
Let's do the resource thing, though, in a different way. Do the Wings have an elite system? Prospects? Yes.
Yeah.
Do the Wings have cap space?
I've been told they have good prospects.
Do they have cap space?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Do they have desperate needs?
Yes.
Yes, they do. And even more importantly, only in the poverty sport of hockey do you have a multitude of teams that are openly willing to just give away players for things and stuff.
Wallman.
So.
Wallman.
Okay, no, okay, but saying all of that, then why are they so bad?
Let's go to Kenny Cott.
Pro scouting primarily. But what are we being urgent for? Urgency for, to what end? The end is a championship.
Correct.
Who's closest?
And
I use my resources towards the Lions first and the Tigers second.
And I'm going to add to Kenny because your urgency is what? Making the playoffs? Whereas you could argue for the Lions, it's something that this town has never seen. A Super Bowl with your team in it. You're so close. That's the ultimate goal. That's what Dave has been preaching all pre-show.
You're exactly right. And to Kenny's point, I can argue the Pistons could be the closest if they make the move. The East is wide open.
Sure.
They could be the closest to a championship.
Hey, East is open, but you still got to play a team in the West, whereas the Lions.
But just get there, right? Anything can happen. Get there. Make the move. You can get there.
The Lions, you're going to, if you make the Super Bowl, you'll either play Baltimore, Kansas City, or Buffalo. One game. That's it.
I'm with Rico on that one. Best of sevens are a hell of a lot harder than a one and done.
I hear you. No, yes, you're right. I'm just saying in the NBA right now with the East, you can flip it.
But that's
been seven different champions in 7 years.
Yeah, but that's what my resources are. The team that can actually win it all, it's the Lions because they are so close that you could easily put them in one of the top five teams right
now. They have the talent right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And in football, when the talent goes bad, it goes bad quickly, and you start all over again, and you have to build it back up, and there's no guarantee that you build it back.
Well, I guess this town doesn't want championships, so.
I often question that. No smarm. I do. I think part of the reason I'm at odds with so many people, both fan base and coworkers, is I don't know that these people really want to win. I think they say they want to, but I think they're all scared. Like, I mean, we opened the show with the, for the record, like all the things that Cookies or Wojo are saying that I didn't say. Look, the reality is I want to win. And I'm not scared of failure.
Okay.
Like, I have franchises like the Yankees. Yeah, they haven't won since 09. They die trying. The Celtics, they did everything. When it didn't work, they did it again and again and again and again and again. That's how I want my teams run.
So Detroit is the birthplace of the Hall of Good.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. I don't think people here, here's what I think. I think people here are very comfortable with the idea of being comfortable. They get to have their stupid daiquiris, or they get to paint their faces blue,
yes.
Or they get their thunder sticks. They like the idea of just not being regrettable garbage.
Yes, you're north of 500, so that's a win.
It's like Doyle Alexander syndrome. Every trade comes back to John Smoltz.
It does.
And it's like, guys, you just, you got to grow up.
It really does.
It does. By the way, congrats. That was a big moment for Kenny.
What was that? Oh.
Your first black friend. It was a huge moment.
We'll have a ceremonial hot dog.
No.
That's gonna be Kenny tonight.
No. He's showing me off.
Talking to all his friends at the bar.
No. I don't know how I follow
that.
See
this guy in his picture? That's my black friend.
He's right over there. Come here.
Guys, I learned a new word at work. Diversity.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Let's get to the people. I've got a fun segment top of the hour. I know there's not a lot we can do with the NBA draft. Pistons don't pick till tomorrow night. They don't have a first rounder. Seemingly, look, I don't have a lot of hope, but it's cool. It doesn't sound like they'll be active tonight in the trade market, but I got a fun NBA draft thing at 4 o'clock. Just some news and notes and some aha moments and a little trivia, just a fun primer for the guys. That's all I can offer you. Okay. We can't do some mock draft, man.
No, you're right.
I don't have any picks.
Pick 38.
Let's go to the people, though. We're doing the urgency index, and it's fascinating because so far the team people scream about the most is the team getting ranked as the least urgent, which is the Wings. How much of that is your give-up factor? I actually think the team that could be the least urgent is the Lions.
I understand where you're coming from because they have all the pieces there.
And they got the best team.
In theory, you just got to bring back all your injured players and hopefully you roll the dice and you can win. You went 15-2.
But they got the best players.
They do.
Period. They have more talent than their opposition 4 of every 5 games.
But see, that's why I put them at 1 because the ultimate goal is winning a championship, not making the playoffs.
Is it?
It's winning the championship.
Is it? Okay. Doesn't feel like it in this town.
Let's
go to Albert. The Hall of Good. Albert 97.1. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, Albert. What's going on?
So for my list, first of all the teams on a scale of 1 to 10, I have them at 7 in terms of urgency.
Okay.
But I got the Lions at 1. Even though you said I agree they have the best roster all around, I think, like we said multiple times on this show, you have to load up in the NFL. Because the championship window is so small, I think sometimes that one game that they are not as talented as the other team, they need to be talented, more talented every time, especially without a superstar quarterback like Goff. I got the Tigers too, like everyone said, because of the Scuba window and everything like that. And I got the Wings actually 3, I think, because it's been so long since they made the playoffs, and because this town is known as a hockey town, we've almost lost that sense of being a hockey city because it's been 9 years since we made the playoffs. You know, we need to bring that back.
Yeah, and that's why
everybody says that it's a football.
But that's why the Wings are number 1 on my list, because at a certain level, the urgency is about reclaiming basic respect. I mean, Wings fan, as the Wings can't even look at themselves in the mirror because they don't recognize the face looking back at them. This is a longer playoff drought than when they were giving out cars at the Olympia.
Right. It's a longer drought than the Dead Wings, I'm pretty sure. And
yes,
they have the longest streak in the NHL with the Buffalo Sabres. Like, that's not the company you want to be in. But I think the only reason why I have them above the Pistons, I think the NBA, it's a little harder to win, because although this list is about winning championships, and I think even if they pick up another star, like we said on the show, maybe a Zion or a Lauri Markkanen, it is going to elevate the team. I just don't know if it elevates us enough to beat a team in the West.
No, it's more than
like
fair.
Like an OKC.
No, for me, I'd have the Pistons at number 3. I think they're fine if they don't. I just don't like this. Well, first of all, as I started the show, Albert, I don't like being misrepresented. There's no need for it because I'm crystal clear with the things I say, good, bad, or otherwise. I don't need them to go all in. But I also don't need them to be sitting on the couch with their hand in their pants like Al Bundy. It's okay to make moves. Like, look, we talked about this during the break. Okay, Trajan's words, let's get better on the margins.
Right.
Okay. How about a career 42% shooter from 3 who shoots 6 threes a game? At a minimum, you could say he holds his own defensively. At a maximum, I think he's gotten better as a defender every year. Has an incredibly team-friendly contract. 4 years, $45 million. 6'7 wing. 3-point shooter, Sam Hauser. Go get him. According to Sham Sharania, there's a robust trade market for Sam Hauser. So let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Sam Hauser at 11 or Malik Beasley at 18?
Take Sam Hauser.
How about both at 29?
You could.
I'm just making a point. I can play the game. You want to get better on the margins? Let's get better on the margins. But the idea of how dare you or any desire to make a move is framed as going all in. I do not want the Pistons to go all in. It is not the time. Let me just say it for the people in the back.
Well, it's because you brought up the name Zion.
When I'm asked a question by a listener and they go, who do you think we could get? And I go, here's an interesting name. That's not me pounding the desk for legislation.
I didn't say you did. I'm saying it's because you brought up the name Zion. And oh, well, you want us to go get a superstar. You want us to go get this. You want us to get that. No.
I want to get a distressed asset.
The price is not high.
And I want to buy a building where all the tenants moved out. Okay?
But I think that's just it, David, is most people... Oh, Zion, you know, this is somebody who makes some $300 million. No.
No.
This is a guy, he's always heard, like, just do a little bit of homework, a little bit of research. Or that.
Hey, Kenny, how's that Wings rumor line?
Yeah, we got nothing.
You mean to tell me everything going on today? Yeah. NHL draft in 48 hours. You got nothing.
There's a lot of J.J. Paterka smoke. There's a lot about your team. There's a lot about the Blues. There's a lot about Buffalo.
Is our man Paterka going to be living in Garden City, New York?
The owner signed off on a trade. The Pegula family. Let's go.
That would be the most quintessential Sabres move. Get a young
player
who's about to be an all-star. Let's ship him out to the
Islanders. Ship him out of town. That's what they did with a bunch of guys. Sam Reinhart's a great example. I'm going to nerd out if you get me down this rabbit hole.
I'm not stopping you. All right, 248.
They have an internal salary cap for no reason.
Okay.
It's way below the actual salary cap. Make it make sense. They're not a serious franchise.
All right, coming up at 4:30, we chat with Olli Jokinen. All right, let's move it along. All right, fellas. All right, we're going to knock out the last couple of calls on the urgency index. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We did start with the Pro Football Focus ranking of coaches. Of course, naturally, media and fans are all aggrieved because Dan Campbell actually wasn't comp to Jesus, but he was in the top 10, highest-ranked coach who hasn't won or been to a Super Bowl. I think it's totally appropriate. He's damn good at what he does.
Yeah.
But he isn't football Jesus yet. You got to win stuff. We also went on the record because I've had my words twisted by two hosts at this station in the last 2 days, and I'm done with it. And it's stupid. There's no need for it. I'm very clear, unlike most people at this place. No wishy-washy. I don't do the stony shaking both hands.
Oddly enough.
Let's get to
the little Lenny kid.
Exactly. Let's go to Sean, 97.1. Sean, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. So first of all, I think the Lions are the most urgent because they're the closest. Give me a finishing piece here and get us over the top. That's okay. What I think. But I also think the complacency in the town over, which is not me, by the way, but over kind of staying the course is that, you know, put the Lions aside. They have a different story. The other three teams had championship caliber rosters and then all went into full teardown rebuilds for years and put the whole town in a coma for a while. And I know nobody knows that better than you guys, right?
But yes.
So the recency bias is we watch new GMs come in and fix that through the draft. So I think people just see that, and that's what's happened most recently. So their thought is, let's just stay the course. This is working. You know what I mean? I don't think Detroit fans are any different than the other fans. It's just that when you go through a 10-year rebuild on three of your teams, you know, and you see it fixed through the draft, you think, okay, that's working. Let's just keep doing it. You know what I mean? So
no, I think there's there's an element of truth to what you're saying. Sean, I think people really got affected. I think people are scared. But I think a part of the give back is when you accept good, you stop demanding great. Because people here are scared of their teams being bad again.
I agree. And I think if you went back 10 years and you looked at the Pistons, Wings, and Tigers, the same group of people was sitting by their TV all giddy on the last day of free agency hoping we acquire people. Now they're saying stay the course, right? It's just recency bias. That's what I think.
No, Sean, I think there's a lot of truth to it. The Wings thing, though, I think there's a give-up factor. When people are ranking the Wings as the least urgent, I think it speaks to just people have lost faith or given up or God forbid, they've just stopped caring. I don't know. But yet, lower bowl tickets are not available.
No, I think it is the give up factor because we've all been saying we want somebody to make that move. The Lions haven't made the move that we wanted, but we've seen success on the field. You're not seeing any success or moves when it comes to the Wings. So I think that's where it comes in. Like, well, what are we doing here? The Pistons didn't make marquee moves. They made smaller moves, made the playoffs, played tough against the Knicks.
Right.
So, Tigers, did their thing and had the chaos and won a series against Houston.
You know how bad Kenny wants to make a move? The guy was negotiating a radio trade with me at 10 o'clock last night. I get a text from Kenny. Mike, question. If I give you Pelika, how does that change the Dobson negotiations? Kenny, this isn't real.
Show's over.
Yeah, show's over. Kenny, what are we doing here?
I was down a rabbit hole, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I bet I could get him one for one, and he fills that hole anyway.
And
so
I
no
said,
problem.
What did I say to you? I said, sure, because Pelika and Schaefer are a two-for-one for me. I restock my blue line. You get the more established player. I don't need the other stuff. And I'll take my $21 million in cap space and go buy some forwards. This guy was negotiating a radio trade in real life.
I thought you were going to be, hey, Kenny, my office hours are from 9 to 5.
Kenny, this is not real life, okay?
No, but I like hearing from Kenny because normally it's like when I see, you know, Kenneth Cott, it's like, oh, Wyatt Langford must have gone deep or something. Nope. He's negotiating a fake trade with me at 10 o'clock at night.
Serious problem.
That's how bad he wants his team to be good, man.
Also, I just refreshed. It's still nothing. Still nothing.
But do you really believe it's going to be nothing?
Yes.
No.
Not nothing in sum total. I think there will be moves made, but it's like what I said maybe a month ago. You get a conference. Look under your chair, everybody. I mean, that's what I feel like is going to happen. It's going to be mid to low level depth moves, whether it's defensemen or whether it's forwards. You're going to see a revamped fourth and some new third line pieces probably. And that's going to be it. That's what I think. And I'm really, really hoping I'm wrong.
I'm hoping too, because I can't make sense of that.
But I can. Look at last year and then the year before that.
But that's...
I know it's not right. I know it's not the right answer. I'm hoping what you're hoping, but that's all it is.
But Kenny, that's like failing a test in school and saying you're going to fail it the next time because you failed it the last time. You learn from your mistakes.
Or you just learn from people's actions. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Or you're Dexter Manley. Okay, you win. Hooked on Phonics. Work for me.
No. No. Man had a disability.
No, he just couldn't read.
That's disability.
He didn't have dyslexia, did he?
I don't know.
I just thought he couldn't read like he got through school.
Well, I mean, that's a problem. You made it that far.
Well, welcome to athlete culture.
Yeah, just push him along. He can play. He's really good.
Hey, Rico, how do you think you can get into UCLA with a 2.0 through the NCAA clearinghouse? Why do athletes have 2.0s? Yeah, like the kids who go to school at Michigan to play football for Michigan would never get let in. Michigan State, same thing. It is what it is. A lot of these guys stop learning after eighth grade because they could play.
You also have those who go on.
Sure, you have 1 in 1,000.
The guy from Florida State.
No, that becomes Josh
football.
Dobbs, the former Tennessee quarterback.
The guy from Florida State that won the Rhodes Scholar.
Oh, Myron Roll.
Yes.
He's a brain surgeon now. Yes.
See, he can read.
Yes.
We also
factually true. I'd hope so.
We also just got a phone call that, Mike, because you were actually responding to my text, you as well were negotiating this fake trade.
No, I did not.
No.
That's
a great point. Great point. But what a point.
Possibly the best point ever. I was being a friend. It was a cry for help from you. Rico, I will show you. He wrote 6,000 words, and I'm like, is this man negotiating a radio trade that happened 5 hours ago? I go, oh, no. I said, look, this isn't real, but sure, I'll do it straight up.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for Saturday or Friday's draft coverage of the Wings, and they break in and say, there's a guy named Kenny Cott that was actually negotiating behalf of the Red Wings.
David, I would have hit him with the big red. Hey, Kenny, office hours are from 9 to 5.
It was fine.
Now, you got any problems with this trade?
There was no harm done. I just felt terrible. He was that. He's hitting refresh every 30 seconds.
I just hit it again.
So what happens if Mike would have said, yes,
I did.
You gonna call in to Steve? Hey, Steve, I got a deal worked out. This works.
I just wanted to make it make sense in my head because I wanted to get what I wanted to get out of the trade.
What percentage of Wings fans, like if we held a mock election?
Hold on. I'm just imagining, like if you would have said, absolutely, do you call the commissioner?
We have but I did say absolutely.
It was a very amicable trade discussion. He said yes immediately.
Right. So right. Kenny went and told his goldfish.
I don't know.
I was like, hey, babe, he said it. We're making the trade.
Hey, Gary, hey, get on this. Call ESPN right now. We got a trade.
He's on the NHL trade call.
Steve, you're never going
to
believe it.
Who do I need the faxes into?
Steve, it's Ken Cott. Listen.
Ken Cott, Lake Orion, I got a great idea for
Kenny,
you, bud.
I told you stop calling me.
The trade has basically been agreed to already, Steve.
It's like Kenny's slow descent to becoming the MyPillow guy.
Right. Kenny. Kenny, we have a court order. You're not supposed to call me.
I just start yelling. You're a bleep hole now. That's what you are.
This trade isn't real.
Who gave you this number?
We're not calling about lumpy pillows.
I'm sorry that I agreed to a trade that's not real, Kenny. I'm so sorry.
I was actually happy after that conversation. I was like, I see, we did it, guys.
I don't know what
we did, but we did it.
I was just wondering, what was the next step after that?
It was me turning my phone off.
Kenny wakes up the fiance. Hey, we got a deal.
took a celebratory pull of Admiral, and then I was on my way. Deals aren't finished.
Oh my God, he traded for Dobson one day and he made a black friend the next. This has been a banner 24
hours.
It's
been a hell of a week, guys.
All right. I quit. Let's get to a football today, shall we? 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.